Bang, bang. Chicken Wang, welcome back to Let's Talk Rockets, episode 64. The Houston Rockets have won 7 straight basketball games. They are now currently 34 and 35, 11th in the West. Only 2.5 games out from the Golden State Warriors. We have a very intriguing second half remaining of the schedule, and they just refuse to lose. So obviously tonight we're talking a little bit about the Houston Rockets. Oh, you guys are having a good day, a good week. It's Friday night. We're gonna make this quick. My phone is shortly about to die. I did want to speak a little bit on the Jalen Green. We've been tweeting it. I'm gonna throw it up on the screen. If you guys are ever looking for some, like, because, you know, we haven't done one of these shows in a while. It's the NFL offseason. Week 2 just concluded a free agency, so we're a little bit, you know, behind schedule as far as our Let's Talk Rockets content goes. But go check out this Twitter here. As always, these are available on streaming platforms. And, yeah, links down below to that, or type in Let's Talk Rockets with Jackson Elstro on Spotify or Apple or whatever you consume. We got a High Noon Black Cherry here. We're going to crack it open. Jalen Green's on a tear here. Now, this tweet's a little bit bold. I had tweeted this 8 days ago. Jalen Green in his last, like, 5 games, I believe, is putting up 29 points per game. Let's put it up. Let's fact check that. Jalen Green's last 5 games, 29.4 points per game. 8 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 50% from the field, 45% from downtown, less than 2 turnovers per game. Folks, I don't know when people are going to understand this here. Elbrin Shangoon is out, and I am still, man, Golden State is Golden State, and the Lake Show are the Lake Show, and the point is, I tweeted this the other day. Where Houston looks right now is unbelievable. And every single Rockets fan, even if this winning streak had capped at 3 or 4 games, every single Rockets fan watching this or in the entire stratosphere would take this outcome at this point in the season every single time 1 year ago. You know, I think people forget how long it can take a team and a franchise in any single sport. With the Houston Texans, keeping it Houston-based, what the Houston Texans were able to do this past season, folks, you don't see that. You don't see that ever. And the Houston Rockets went out there and they hired Ime Udoka as the official head coach. Steven Silas, finally gone. Finally gone. And we knew change was coming, and they picked up Freddie Double V, and they picked up Dylan Brooks, and they draft Amen Thompson in the top 5, and they draft Cam Whitmore in the first round, and it felt like we kind of had things figured out. And so what happens, we get off to a pretty strong start. The Rockets are doing well. We're winning basketball games. We have one of the best defenses in the NBA. And then, you know, reality kind of catches up. And you start to lose. You start to lose a couple of football or a couple of basketball games, and, you know, that is what it is. It's all coming to fruition right now. Jalen Green, post All-Star break, 15 games, 45% from the field, 38% from downtown, averaging over 23 points per game. It's like the tweet I threw up there, you know, that Jalen's going to average over 25 points per game for the rest of the season. That was right when Elbrin Shangoon got injured. Once again, you know, Shangoon's done for the season, and Jacques Landale has been doing an exquisite job of filling it in, and so has the rest of the Houston Rockets roster. But this is Jalen Green time. This is Jalen Green territory here, and I think he's about to prove a lot of people wrong. It reminds me, or I'm reminded of a certain Twitter guy, and this has nothing to do with him, but we're going to use him as an example. You know, somebody, and we talked about this a couple of shows ago, somebody was telling Jalen Green to watch film on Rip Hamilton and somebody else in the NBA. And it's funny. I don't think people understand, like,
true athletes and true professional sports players. Like, that is their entire life, and that has been their entire life for so unbelievably long. And when you tell these dudes to go watch Rip, just using this as an example, once again, we're just using this as an example. It's more so the bigger sphere of, you know, kind of like today's era and social media just being so, you know, so easy. I could tweet right now, Jalen Green's a freaking nerd and trash at basketball, right? When you are in a professional sport, like the NBA especially, your competition and your intensity and your desire to win and succeed, it's kind of out of the world. And when you tell a dude, once again, we're just using this as an example. You could also use the example, like I just said, tweeting out to Jalen Green, "You fucking suck, dude. You're trash. You should be traded. Blah, blah, blah. I'm DMing Jalen Green. Fuck you. Rocks should have drafted Evan Mobley." These guys are telling him to watch Rip Hamilton highlights. These dudes thrive when you want their demise and you want their fall to come. Like, they're not here begging. No professional athlete is begging you to just give them nonstop praise. It's like hates this kind of form of flattery to these players. And we knew Jalen Green specifically had that edge to him. We knew he had that kind of charisma. We know he has that kind of it factor. And now people are kind of finally starting to come around to the idea of, oh, you know what? Stephen Silas was really that bad. And this kid and, you know, all of our other guys, you know, Jabari, Shangoon, et cetera, all these young cats, they learned from Stephen Silas and, you know, probably took a while for them to reprogram their minds and reprogram, you know, how they look at basketball and, you know, what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do. We've been saying that on this channel for well over a year. I say this on way too many Rocket episodes when I do this pod. Stephen Silas was horrible. It was terrible. And you're seeing it very similar with the Detroit Pistons right now. And Detroit last season was supposed to be so much better. And this season they were supposed to be so much better. And they're just terrible. And coaching matters. Your head coach matters. And if you've ever played any type of competitive sport at any level, your coach 100% matters. So no shit that Stephen Silas was a disaster for the Houston Rockets. And I think himself being head coach for the Houston Rockets for 3 years single-handedly kind of set the franchise back. Like, not even just a season or two. It's almost like the Houston Rockets this year were... The Houston Rockets start to this season kind of reminded me of like when James Harden was traded, what we were looking for when James Harden was traded. And now it's kind of all coming to fruition. But once again, the Houston Rockets started the season pretty hot. Players start to get injured. You know, these young kids, you know, Amen Thompson dealing with injuries, Cam Whitmore dealing with injuries, Shangoon's out for the season. What's up, Pedro? You guys get what I'm saying here. These players thrive with a chip on their shoulder. And you are seeing it right now with Jalen Green, Elperin Shangoon, all of these players. And, yeah, man, I'm just pretty excited. There really is no point to this. This is more of a rant. The Houston Rockets have won 7 straight games. Like I said, we haven't done a show in way too long due to the NFL offseason. But I don't think the Houston Rockets are necessarily going to make the play-in. If you keep this win streak up, you will make the play-in. 7 straight wins is season changing. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the Houston Rockets were 27-35, and it was kind of like, all right, you know what? If we could hit 35 wins, it would be, you know, still a successful season. I think my like preseason projected win total was around 35 games, just because Rome wasn't built in a day. But all roads do lead to Rome, as you're seeing right here. Jalen Green can play. And all of these kids can play. And I agree with Pedro here. Shangoon and Jalen would be all-stars if they had Udoka since year one. You know, I know it's just a five-game stretch that I'm evaluating Jalen right here on. 29 points per game, dude. 50-45 shooting splits, 8 rebounds, 3.5 assists. This is that kind of swagger Jalen Green chip on shoulder that we saw when he came out in the league and that we've seen at so many points. Just kind of was more of a consistency thing that we wanted to see it at more of a consistent rate. But the issue was, the Houston Rockets have not been a consistent basketball team for over 3 calendar years. And now it's all finally starting to come together. And you're going to see, maybe if my tweet's wrong, whatever, Jalen Green averaging over 25 points per game for the final, you know, month of the season does seem like a stretch, because that's just an unbelievable feat to accomplish. But man, it's just great. What's up, Pedro? Hope you're doing well. I see you. Or did I say Pedro? What's up, Thomas TP? See you change your name here. If Udoka could get the Rockets 41-plus wins, he's Cotty. So that's it. No rant, or just a rant, no kind of structure in this live stream here. We'll get back at it with the Rockets content in this final month of the season, now that the NFL offseason's kind of officially dying down, or starting to die back down again. I find it funny how everyone's kind of retracing their steps here. And this is something we've been talking about for well over a year here. I always bring back that Warriors game that I think Houston might have even won when Jalen Green had a hell of a game. This was last season. And I'm watching this team. I'm like, these kids have no idea what they're doing. And I don't mean that they don't know what to do. They just don't know what they're supposed to do, because Steven Silas was not the move here. DB ejection, competition, man. These are grown-ass men competing against each other. A lot's on the line here. Pride's on the line. Money's on the line. A lot's on the line here. And I love to have players with edges and chips on their shoulders like Dylan Brooks. Even if Dylan Brooks gives me 0 points tomorrow or whenever the Houston Rockets play their next basketball game, the signing, in my opinion, was still well worth it to get that culture and get those veteran voices into the locker room. Yeah, my bracket's already busted. I feel that I got Auburn winning it all. We got it on the back here. Looks like they're only up 1 point. It's been a long March Madness, and we're less than 2 days into it. So that's it for today. Very unstructured. I apologize, but it usually is. We're getting back. We're going to be back here. Point is, Jalen Green, 25 points per game for the rest of the season. Book it, put it in pen, write it down, remember the tweet. And yeah, that's it. Jabari would be proud of my bracket. Thank you guys for watching. Check this out on streaming. Links down below. We'll see you next time.